For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Yesterday, we began the 420's coverage of the Phil Jackson reports on the drug war's impact on the black culture. To give us more input in that regard, here is last week's guest from Cultural Baggage, Mr. Cliff Thornton.
Dean, when you start to look at the overall numbers, you look at our criminal justice system, and you see there are almost 7 million people in our criminal justice system who are either on probation, parole, halfway houses, jail, or prison. Almost two-thirds of them are young black Latino males. 10% of the African-American population is in the criminal justice system. Now, when you start to look at the overall hard numbers, approximately 1 million African-American men under 40 are behind bars. 12% of African-American men between the ages of 20 and 34 are behind bars, compared with 1.6% of white men in the same age group. 13% of black male adults, 1.4 million in total, are disenfranchised. In a dozen states, 30 to 40% of young black men will permanently lose the right to vote because of being convicted on drug charges. 50% of New York City's black males are unemployed, and in that 50%, 70% of them have drug charges. So the numbers are staggering. And just let me give you my state of Connecticut here while we're talking about this. Connecticut has a population of about 3.4 million people. Black and Latino men make up less than 6% of that population, but account for almost 68% of the prison population, with almost 70% in prison for drug-related charges. In February, I was in Champaign, Illinois, to give an address for their Forgiveness Weekend. 300 or 400 people packed into the church, and the numbers in Illinois are astounding also. For every white in prison on drug charges, there are 58 black people. Now,
good Lord,
you've got to ask the question, is race and class a factor in the enforcement of our drug laws? And if not, how do we prove that to skeptics? I mean, it's almost impossible to say that the drug war is not driven by race, but this is the way I see it. The drug war is driven by economics. The race and class issue are the stickum and the glue that holds things together. If, in fact, we arrested whites for illegal drug use and sale and incarcerated them, we wouldn't even be having this conversation, because there would literally be armed insurrection in the streets.
As our good friend Eric Sterling says, it's nothing more than the maintenance of white supremacy. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.